it's a large plantation.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever hear people using the term right smart, say something like a right smart of apples?
Mm, yes.
Did you use it in that way?
Yes, sir.
That
it
would
did.
Make sense.
Mm-hmm. Way back, right smart of apples. Mm-hmm. I don't know what exactly that would mean, really, but that's what they say, right smart, mm-hmm. instead of saying, I've heard them say yes, quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
But they generally say right smart. I don't know, just way of speaking here in America.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in England, they'd say something else.
Yeah,
but I've forgotten what Mama and Daddy
said.
Yeah.
Well, now if somebody had come to see you, like several people had come to see you, and you had enjoyed their visit, you might, when they got ready to leave, you might say,
to ask them to come back and tell them that I did enjoy their visit to come back.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, if you were talking to them, you'd say, now,
come back.
Be sure to come back.
Yes, ma'am.
What would you say when you meet somebody on Christmas Day?
Merry Christmas.
In the old days, did they say?
Yes, ma'am.
They'd say that in the old days,
mm-hmm.
too?
Mm-hmm.
How about on January 1st, what would they say?
New Year's. Happy New Year.
Now, sometime instead of saying thank you to a person, would you ever say how much?
Much obliged. That's a wang.
Uh-huh. Much obliged.
Uh-huh. Much obliged. Now, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But they would say.
It means thank
you. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying thank you,
mm-hmm.
say much obliged.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you stop
I'm
now and think about that and thank you, the difference in
mm-hmm.
it. But I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that more, too.
Yeah.
Mark.